Parta Zion, the fourth Mishnah, begins as follows. Lusham Motzi Kol Klei Tashmisham. Continuing really from what we were talking about in the previous Mishnayas, should a fire break out in a person's home, a person would be permitted to take out all of a person's various kalim, person's vessels, into a courtyard. Exactly what type of courtyard is the machlokes that we've seen a number of times. Tanakama holds a chatzer mureves, according to Ben Besera, if you a chatzer, which is not mureves. The lovesh komash yachal lilbosh, and a person would be permitted to walk out wearing, adorning as many clothes as possible. The otev komash yachalato, and a person would be able to walk out into this domain being wrapped in whatever he can walk outside being wrapped in. His machlokas exactly what type of courtyard he can take out all his clothing to. Either, again, it requires an eruv, it does not require an eruv that has been prepared for this courtyard. Depends on if this phrase is an independent phrase, or is it just a continuation of what we said before. And just like the person giving motzi kelim machlokas between the Tanakama and between Ben Besera, the question is, does the clothing apply to that machlokas as well? That is a discussion in the Gemara, and it can go really either way, such a machlokas exists or not. Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi's stipulation is as follows. Shmona Asar Kelim. A person may only don 18 articles of clothing, not more and not less. And the reason being, according to Rabbi Yossi, that is the number of clothing that a person usually wears on a weekday. And therefore, that is all he'd be allowed to take out. No one ever wears more than that, in which case he would not be able to save more items of clothing than the 18. Chozer Lovesh, he may return and put on other garments, umotzi, and can take them out, v'omer la'achirim ba'u v'hatzilu imi. He can take and can tell other people, come and save the clothing with me. According to the Ran, this final clause that a person actually states, name of Rabbi Yossi, that a person can go and say to others, bo v'hatzilu imi, come and save with me. According to the Ran, this is understood, now, with both opinions, regardless of the type of mavoi, the type of courtyard that is actually set up, the reason being because the person can really go back and forth, he could put on, take off, and return back and forth and repeat this procedure for the rest of the day. Why is it that specifically for clothing, a person almost has the ability to go back and forth, as opposed to when it comes to food, a person is limited to the amount of meals that remain until the end of Shabbos? And the Gemara really goes on to explain that there's a major distinction between food and clothing. Food, a person carries in one's hand. And if a person would be permitted to take food in one's hand and come back and forth, we are concerned that since he is, shall we say, excited about his property, he might come to extinguish the fire. As opposed to clothing, since the person is only really able to remove clothing that he can wear, therefore you'll pay close attention to what a person is doing, and he'll be cognizant of the fact that it's still Shabbos and is prohibited to extinguish such a fire. Other Rishonim, for example, the Rambam, disagree, and this clause of Chozer V'Lovesh Umotzi, a person can really return back and forth only according to Rabbi Yossi, and that's in fact a continuation of his statement. As opposed to Tanakama, which is in fact the halacha, a person may only take out the clothes in one fellow swoop, and he will not be able to return, similar to the notion of limitation on food items. Even according to another opinion, perhaps, the notion of returning and taking them out is according to Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi, in fact, only holds that you'd be allowed to save the 18 garments. So, and perhaps if need be, you might be able to run back and forth a couple of times, once you had the 18 garments, according to the opinion, according to this opinion, then you would not be permitted to remove more than the 18 garments. I would just like to point out one final thought before the end of this Mishnah, and that is the marked distinction the end of our Mishnah says, Bo Vitzilu Imi. The individual whose house is burning uses the following words, come and save with me, is what he says to other individuals. As opposed to in the Mishnah Gimel, the language is, Bo Vitzilu Lachem, go and go save for yourself. Why is that? So I believe there's a distinction between the Mishnah Gimel, which deals with food, and our Mishnah, which is clothing, and that is just very simply, when it comes to food, everyone might be in a different situation. It's up to lachem. It's up to what your status is, how many meals you've eaten, how many meals are left. However, when it comes to clothing, when it comes to clothing, really everybody is in the same situation in terms of we all wear this 18 clothing number, and therefore it doesn't really make a difference on the individual, but there's some standardized amount of clothing that a person, that anybody really would be able to remove out to this courtyard on Shabbat. As a distinction, when our Mishnah, he says, Itzil Imi, as opposed to it's Lachem, when it comes to dealing with removing food from the burning home. Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah, continuing with the theme that we've been discussing, by breaking down the house on Shabbos, now we are focusing on one's kelim, one's vessels, in one's home, and how one may, in fact, contain a fire, so that it will not spread throughout one's house. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Nanas, says, Korsin or shel gdi, a person may spread a kid's hide, al gabe shida teva umigdal, over a chest, a box, or a closet, she'achas behen esor, that has already caught fire, v'nishuhu mecharech, because it singes. Since this hide from a kid only singes, what would happen is it doesn't get burned up, doesn't get totally consumed, it will get totally consumed, and therefore, in fact, it will end up protecting the chest, protecting this teva, protecting these tables, these wooden chests, from becoming totally burned. Osi mechitza b'chol ha-kelim, a person may make a partition with kelim, with vessels, ben meleim ben rekanim, whether these vessels are full or empty, b'shvil shalo savar leika, so in order to ensure that the fire will not spread. Even though this partition, this mechitza, will cause a fire to go out, one is permitted to make such a mechitza on Shabbos, because it is permitted to indirectly cause this fire to become extinguished. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bechli Cheres Chadashi Milayim Mayim, says Rabbi Yossi, it is forbidden to make a partition, to make this mechitza using new earthenware vessels, which are filled with water. Why? Lefi She'ein Yecholden Lekabel Esur, because they cannot endure the fire, then misbakin, because they crack, chabin eset leka, and they extinguish the fire. Rabbi Yossi holds that since these kelim which are new are not fire resistant, it is prohibited to use them as a mechitza, because according to Rabbi Yossi, it is prohibited even indirectly to cause a fire to go out, even if a person will lose some money. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, and is in fact permitted to create this partition, even from new kelim filled with water, even though perhaps they would burst and extinguish the fire, because, as is mentioned in the halacha, indirectly causing the fire to go out is mutter on Shabbos